Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. That right there is Jason Madison, a.k.a. Jay Skills. That right there is Trevon Edwards, a.k.a. Black Train. That right there is John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Got a hell of a hell of a hell of a hell of a show for y'all today, man. There's so much shit that we've been talking about in the chat. I've been waiting for Sunday. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this shit to get here. We're going to review BMF, of course. We're going to review Snowfall. And this episode, I think this might be the one that tears the podcast apart. Are washcloths for poor people? Should we get rid of Black History Month? Is Ja Wick lost in the sauce? All of these things and more. But first, usually this is a part where I say patreon.com/countthedings, yada, yada, yada. I'm a skip that today because we did launch the GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. For those of you that don't know, Jade was in an accident, a severe car accident at Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is something that we've known, but you know, it wasn't our place to kind of divulge it or talk about, particularly early on when we didn't know what was going to happen to him. We're happy that Jade is progressing slowly but steadily. But obviously he hasn't been able to work and his family is in need. And so if you love this podcast or the Count the Things podcast, the Friday Mailbag or Cinephobe, or if you love Brian Windhorst's podcast on ESPN that he does with Bam McMahon, or if you love the Athletic podcast, if you love the production work of Rob Lopez at Ringer, or Anthony Mays at Levitard Network and here, or John Gervais, or Jerome, Black Dragon Roll, if you love the podcasts and voices of I can't even count them. There's so many people.
Shit, me.
Yeah, Trey, Big Waz, right? The reality is this. If you listen to sports podcasts, particularly basketball podcasts, chances are one way or another, Jade Hoy had something to do with it. Either he helped a producer get a start, or he encouraged talent to start podcasting, or he, like in the case of Trey, plucked niggas off the street and said, hey, man, I think you could do this. Jade has some responsibility there. And so we ask you to go donate to his GoFundMe. Ben Aronson tweeted out the link. I tweeted out the link. I'm going to continue to retweet it and put it out there and put it on my Instagram. If you search any of our shit, mine or Trey or Zach Harper's or whoever, you're going to see we've got something there. So take the time and donate what you can. You know, we don't typically ask y'all for this. Also know that Jade has been a guy that in the past when people were in need, he was that guy trying to set up GoFundMes and trying to help people. So just return the favor there, like I said, not because of pity or because whatever, but just as a token of appreciation that you have for the entertainment that you consume that he's been partially responsible for. Let's move on to Snowfall. And this is a topic that we're going to argue about. I could tell, man. I fucking fucked with this episode. I like seeing them niggas in Africa and all that shit. And I like that shit, man. I thought it was cool because I was like, they just said, like, this nigga went to Africa. And, you know, like, I hate when motherfuckers, ever since Belly.
It's the Belly sequel. That's what this was. Exactly, this is the sequel to, this is the sequel to Belly. This is what we but got.
They showed us where the nigga went to Ghana. And he was living in Ghana and doing the shit and enjoying the thing and da-da-da and realizing, yo, I still have a responsibility because people forget Lee didn't just leave on some fuck this shit, I'm out. He was already starting to be more conscious and wanting to do more for his people. So him being in Africa while I was like good living and all that shit, he realized I'm not doing shit for my people. I got to go back. So I like that whole kind of fleshing out that side of his character. I see y'all niggas just want to, like, in the words of Jerv, just sell drugs and shoot people.
Hey, because that's all I came for. I hate
y'all niggas sometimes, and I tell
Jerv,
you.
Jerv, make sure you put the skit in of Black Girl Lost for this nigga.
Hello? What's up, girl? Ain't nothing. This nigga in here stressing, talking at an off-the-wall, back-to-Africa shit again.
What, that guy body shit?
Yeah, that dumb shit. I'm trying to get up out of here.
The nigga talking his god body back-to-Africa shit.
Bro, what is niggas doing in Africa? This is my question to you, Amin.
Because Jason, you have to think about it. All these shows, all these nigga shows always feel like they can get themselves right if they go back to the motherland.
Right.
It never fails.
But
it
it's like,
fails, bro.
What are you doing out there buying necklaces? Like, what is your life like in Ghana, my nigga? Like, y'all are on vacation. Y'all are not living a life. Y'all are hanging out on a vacation.
Hey, rich.
She made sure that she got that ring, though. Come back. Right. She didn't want to get lost in the mix when she came back because
they got married on the beach.
Yeah. Because if they come back, nigga, without that ring, he gonna push her when he see everybody else coming. Right. He gonna be like, I don't know that bitch.
That nigga was dressed like Prince Hakeem with the little hat and shit, man. Bro. I was happy for him, man. I don't know what y'all niggas, man. Y'all are just
my nigga Jerome Bessie told him get this African shit out of here.
Yo, the line of the fucking episode, man. The line, it might be the line of the season. I don't know if he can. He's like, get the fuck out of here, little nigga, and take that dumb shit with you. Lee was so hurt. He was like, it's yours. Do with it what you want. But yo, man, Jerome fucking had me die. But also, I liked it because Leon comes back and he doesn't realize the shit done all fucked up. And so we're experiencing through his eyes, like, what? They try to do what? He tried to kill who? And actually, one of my favorite scenes is when he's sitting with Dion And Dion said, "All right, yo, man, you want to work for me?" And he's like, "Nah, I'm good." And he's like, "All right, as long as you stay in your lane." And Leon realizes, "Oh shit, like these are all people we were cool with, and now they're treating me like, yo, you're just the enemy, pretty much. You know, anyone who's not on my side is the enemy." To everybody he sat down with, he right. got it's that same vibe.
It's a war going on.
It's a war between yeah. people who were all very close knit at one point. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like that's what they say about that era, right? Like it started with Bubba Gesellin, and then as the money got bigger and the territories, whatever, and you're not just fighting motherfuckers you don't like
Manboy and shit. Welcome yep. to the gangs. Like where this is how we're gonna get to this part of like pure destruction. It went from gangs yep. protecting the community to gangs just now kind of getting a little money to yep. now drugs, all the assault rifles, motherfuckers doing their thing. This is where I am born. You know what I'm saying? This is where little baby Trey come through and right. do his shit. But it's so funny. It's a kid named Einstein, the kid with the glasses.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, Einstein.
Einstein giving us this whole rundown. Ghetto nerd. So fucking funny because it was a lot happening, right?
They called him a ghetto nerd.
So when I text Dion talking about Quincy, and I was like, nigga, what happened right here? He like, man, Dion, big Dion tripping. You see how he living.
Yo,
he has a motherfucking assault rifle joint right behind
him. Assault rifle behind him. He's playing pole position. It's a bitch getting fucked over here. It's motherfuckers getting high over there. And it was like, you could tell, like, this whole shit done degraded.
And he's like, Dion's getting money. He's changing. He's greedy. Yep. You know what I'm saying? He beefing with Franklin now. I'm just like, yo, a lot has happened in a snap. And I think he's like, basically, we're going to be consuming shit like in an accelerated pace. But I'm interested for the chaos because it's a lot of shit going on. Like, even when they sat down to eat them fucking burgers, that nigga crib was destroyed. It was destroyed. Nigga, the book.
Oh. Franklin
well, how about the same shit?
How about Wanda Grandma? She
got her. Oh, my God. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to see you.
You stole my pearls.
Right. She should have thought about that shit before you. What she said, she hit her and all kind of shit. And what about my nigga, the Zen Buddhist?
Oh, Tracy from from The Wood. I can't get his name on the show, man.
Scully.
Yeah.
That nigga, he changed his whole approach to the game. This nigga's making origami.
I just realized this week that the motherfucker who's beefing with Jerome and Louis, the nigga in the hospital.
Kane.
Kane. That's fucking
Norm Nixon.
Norm Nixon's son.
Winning Time.
Yeah, man. I just realized it this week.
Yeah, I did too, because I was asking my girl, I was like, you know where is he from? And I was like, damn, I can't even remember. And then it clicked. I was like,
he's also a stand-up comedian. He did a show over here a couple nights ago.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got, is that supposed to be a tattoo on his eyebrow that says Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't look like a tattoo, it look like Sharpie.
You know how they doing it, man. The budget.
Let me ask y'all this. Because to me, it's almost obvious who's about to die. Because people are going to die. Who's going to be the first one out of these main characters to die? Y'all
fuck,
think?
Man.
Dion and Leon.
No.
I think Leon dies because
I think Jerome going to get it, man.
That's my pick.
I was gonna say Louis, but you think Jerome's getting it?
I think Jerome more likely.
They probably both gonna die at the same time, honestly. Because
Louis, you know, Louis smart, right? Louis the
right,
the schemer or whatever. So she's a schemer. Whereas Jerome don't give a fuck. He slapped the shit out of his fucking nephew in the middle of the pantry right there on fucking Figueroa, man.
Look, in front of these white people. We ain't supposed to fight in front of white people, yo.
What do we rape Franklin's scream? what do you rape that?
That's that Kendrick Lamar scream, nigga.
I think it popped up.
Oh man. I'm also worried about my guy Oso, man.
Oh yeah, Oso out here. He just doing anything.
Oh, Oso has to go. Oh.
He gonna die for sure.
Oso dies, dog. Classic case of a black or brown person trusting the government, and the government just fucking him over. Oso's dead, dog.
I'm about to roast your ass, Oso.
Who's gonna get him? Is Teddy gonna find out
Teddy for sure is gonna kill
Teddy's
that.
100% gonna kill him. I think my man might die too. Whatever he is, the CIA dude.
I think the mama gonna die too.
You think the mama gonna die?
Yeah, I think it's gonna go. You know, I think it's gonna, in Jerv terms, the red wedding. Motherfucker gonna get real ugly, bro. It's gonna be a massacre.
I'm kind of sad this is the last season, man. Now that I think about it.
Because
a good season so far.
We actually about to, all the people that we emotionally attached to is about to start getting killed off.
Right.
And we have yet to ever have that. So like now, it's gonna start happening.
No, I felt attached to the dad.
Not really, Alvin.
Nah, come on, man.
The dad was getting the same treatment Charles was getting. He's a nut ass nigga. Franklin about to take over the world. Get this fucking money.
Not on that, but his dad was dumb. He was out here telling people shit, man.
I'm not saying he was like the cool nigga. I'm just saying like I felt
that nigga
a connection to his character. I mean, I definitely say I felt a connection to the girl. His first girl.
She was there for like, she was in like six episodes.
They gave her a whole episode. Though.
The church girl.
There's a fiend.
I get it early on. But like, she wasn't featured in the mix. Like if Leon would have died, if they would have killed a nigga like Leon season three, I would have been starved. Like, oh shit, I'm not expecting that. They have yet to kill a nigga that really mattered to the storyline that we're like,
question.
Outside of what's bro name? RV?
Avi
is the first real death where niggas is like,
I was like,
we lost a real one. We lost a real nigga
in the cast. A real nigga in the cast that actually lived around.
Let me ask y'all something, man. Because last season was the introduction of Franklin's fiance / baby mom or wife, I guess, because
they gonna
married.
Die too.
Wait, hold on. And last year, niggas hated her, man. The internet hated her. They were joking on her. Do they hate her again this year or not?
We don't see her face a lot. They got a lot of shots where
she got rid of them wigs. She got rid of them wigs.
But she also,
timeline muted because she was getting roasted after that first episode when she was very active. No, she was getting roasted. Man, I feel bad for her because it's like, yo, the second she come on camera, if she's on camera for any more than like 10 seconds, like social media just loses their fucking mind and they just be letting her have it.
Bro, it's just a miscast. Like, she gives too much of a school teacher vibe. Like, she's not dope boy baby mama.
She's not dope boy baby mama. That's the best way to say it, bro. not Kingpin.
She's
Jalen Brunson, bro. She don't got the sexy name, bro. She's just cool. Like, niggas are dealing with it. Like, all right, fuck it.
You called this woman Jalen Brunson.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
She definitely
like,
got that $100 million contract with that.
That's
baby
what I'm saying. She got the con. Listen, she in the mix. She has a place in the storyline. She ain't make all-star. You know what I'm saying? She's not really attention, but she doing her shit. She doing her shit to make sure the show. You know, she making sure the team stay in the mix and make the playoffs.
Hey, it's funny because I was watching with my girl and she go, the mama look better than her.
Yo, I okay, when they were sitting in the casino, I was like, huh?
Like, niggas low-key take the mama first. Trey, you fighting it?
Yes, I'm fighting both of them. I'm cool.
I'm saying if you had to choose, though.
This is the girl
bro.
Of power. Remember the girl that Kanan fucked with in Power and the mama was giving him a gun and shit? We were like, I mean, the mama's way better than...
Yeah. I'm fucking with the mom if I gotta choose. If I gotta choose. Exactly. But both of them, I'm cool. They both not my type.
Yo, that's gonna do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais, to Trayvon Edwards. And to you, the listener, reminder, patreon.com/countthethings. But also, go ahead and check out our social media. Check out that GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. Let's get him back on his feet, him and his family back on their feet. If it's $10, it's $100, it don't matter, man. Whatever you can throw in there, that would be much appreciated. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.